the Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo. Camera tilts down from blue sky with white clouds past tall palm trees to a sign that reads Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2. Quick shots of fancy cars and expensive stores. A street sign reads North Rodeo Drive. We drive down a street with tall palm trees on either side and fly over huge mansions. An aerial view shows big houses with tennis courts and swimming pools. Inside a church.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today to celebrate the union of two very special individuals. Two souls that shall become one and shine only more brightly together.
I can't believe this day is here.
Won't you please join me in bringing together in marriage a much beloved couple? Chloe and Poppy.
Camera angles down to reveal two chihuahuas in wedding attire.
Oh, Poppy.
Ay, Chihuahua.
Oh, I'm just so happy for them.
Me too.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
You may all be seated.
The people in the audience sit. The dogs remain standing.
Sit.
The dogs all sit.
Chloe and Poppy, do you take each other to love and honor in good times and bad? In wet nose and dry nose, as long as you both shall live?
I do.
I do.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may lick the bride.
Chloe and Poppy lick each other's nose. The picture freezes as a photo is captured. Later, expensive cars pull up to a large mansion as ornate centerpieces are placed on tables. People and dogs place gifts on a table. Two Chihuahua wedding cake toppers sit on a four-tiered cake. Poppy and Chloe sit together in front of it. A plate of chocolate bone-shaped treats with Poppy and Chloe's names on them sit at the dogs' tables.
A toast to the newlyweds. They're perfect together, like Romeo and Juliet.
Or Dolce and Gabbana.
Or me and this cake.
A mariachi band plays as Sam and Rachel greet guests. A small dog laps a drink from a glass.
Oh, thank you so much.
Vivian joins Sam and Rachel.
Aunt Viv, you outdid yourself. This is the most spectacular wedding I've ever been to.
Rachel, isn't it just perfection? Sam, I love the bougainvillea arches and the rosebush topiaries. They're flawless. You are a landscaping genius.
Thanks, Viv. You know, I really wanted to do something special for your Chloe and my Poppy on their big day.
Only the best for my little girl.
Aw, cheers.
Besides, I want to spoil her rotten before I have to leave her for so long.
I can't believe you and Rachel are going to be spending 6 months in the rainforest. I mean, it's pretty intense.
Are you kidding? We are going to have so much fun. We're going to be looking for rare plants that could cure diseases.
And you know, I love an adventure.
Well, I promise to take good care of the dogs while you guys are away.
Thank you. Speaking of which, today is about Chloe and Poppy. So, come on, it's time to celebrate. Let's dance.
Sebastian licks cake off his nose.
Oh, there goes my diet.
Later that night, the mariachi band plays.
Bésame. I love this song.
Como si fuera esta noche. I never thought my dog would get married before me.
Well, maybe it'll be me and you walking down that aisle one day.
I'd like that very much, Rachel. Someday.
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 Vivian watches Sam and Rachel dance.
Que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
People dance throughout the yard. Poppy and Chloe dance on their hind legs together under a gazebo.
I call this move the Chihuahua Waltz. You are so light on your paws, mi corazón.
You're not so bad yourself, my love.
Tonight, my heart is bursting. I am the happiest dog alive.
And I'm the luckiest girl ever. Oh, look!
What is it?
A shooting star! Quick, make a wish.
What more could I ask for, mi corazón? What do you wish for?
Well, what about a family?
Family? Ay, Chihuahua.
Fade out. Title over black reads 4 months later under a picture of a stork carrying a baby Chihuahua. Fade up to a puppy alley at the top of a slide. She slides into a muddy puddle.
Watch and see how it's done, everyone.
Yo, say whoa, whoa,
say whoa. I'm next, I'm next. Do it, do it. Ah, look out below, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, no, what are you kids doing?
Look out, Lala. Here I go.
Don't you dare, Poppy Jr. I'm a slit. Oh, you kids are a mess. I told you I wanted you clean for the dog park. I don't know where your father is, but when he hears about this, he's gonna be so mad.
Incoming! Let me show you how the big dogs do it.
Chihuahua!
He splashes mud all over Chloe.
Oh, my love, I didn't see you there. Come on in. It's really fun.
Oh, look at me. I'm covered in mud.
Don't you usually pay for a mud mask? This one's free.
You kids get right into the bath.
But Mom, come on. I want to take a bath.
The bath now, or no bacon wrap filet mignon for dessert.
Okay.
Okay. Poppy, why do I always have to be the bad guy?
Because you're so good at it.
I had a litter of 5 puppies, not 6. You need to start being their father, not their playmate. Ugh, I better go get washed up.
If I didn't know any better, I would think I was in the doghouse.
Later inside the mansion.
All right, everyone. Who's up for the dog park?
We are.
Hey, Sam, we're all waiting on you. Let's go, fool.
Come on, puppies.
The 4 girl puppies wear pastel-colored dresses.
Rosa, Lala, Pep, Ali, you're all as beautiful as your mother.
Thanks, Daddy.
Where's Poppy Jr.? Poppy Jr.!
I'm not coming out.
Come on, buddy, let's see your outfit.
This is so embarrassing.
I'm sure you look great. Let's see.
He wears a sailor suit.
I look ridiculous.
Hey, you're right, you do look ridiculous. No son of mine is gonna wear clothes like that.
Oh, Poppy, but he looks so handsome.
Poppy pulls the hat off with his teeth.
There, it's dead now. Let's go.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on, puppies. Off to the dog park.
Later at the dog park, people walk with their dogs, some carrying them, holding umbrellas to shade them from the sun. 4 miniature pinchers ride in a stroller.
We are. You guys are gonna love this place. But be on your best behavior.
That's right. This place is very exclusive.
Your bone, sir?
Ah, a vintage 03. A most excellent year.
Ready to launch? And pour.
Fetch, boy, fetch.
Bow wow, bow wow.
So I said, honey, I only chase imported cars. Zing.
Lunch is served.
Hi, everyone.
Chloe, you have to join us. This sushi is faboo.
Looks delish. Not as delish as that retriever over there. Growl.
Where are the kids? I thought you brought the little ones.
Oh, Poppy's watching them. But who's watching Poppy?
Poppy digs in a flower bed as the puppies watch.
Okay, kids, today we practice the time-honored tradition of digging. It is a skill that every dog must know. We dig in order to stay grounded.
I love dirt.
Okay, ready? Left, right, left, right, left, right. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
I love digging.
Bueno, 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 dig, my puppies. Dig with passion. Dig with love. Dig as if you were burying your favorite bone.
Ah! Sacré bleu! Oh, you idiots! You got me dirty!
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Pardon me, señorita. My kids got a little carried away with their digging.
And who said you could speak to me?
Uh-oh, it's her again. I'll be right back.
You look like a stray. How did you even get in here?
Poppy, what's going on?
Quel terrible! As if there weren't enough of you peasants.
Oh, enough of that fake accent. Everyone knows you're from the valley.
Your little fluff balls ruined my perm!
If there's a problem here, you say it to me. But leave my kids out of it.
Easy, Mama Bear. She's just all mad because she looks like a big, angry Q-tip.
No, 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 no! Shoot! Shoot! Shoot, shoot! Leave my dog alone! Scoundrels!
Excuse me, I think we just all got off on the wrong paw.
Whoa, is there a problem here?
You know, this park is for Beverly Hills residents only. Don't you have dog parks where you live?
Hey, we have a right to be here.
Really? Well, then keep your little animals away from Mademoiselle Marie-Apolline Bouvier.
C'est moi.
She is a prize-winning show dog, aren't you, baby? And a three-time champion of the Beverly Hills Dog Show.
An image of Apolline surrounded by trophies.
She can't handle stress.
And how does she handle you?
Ha ha! Somebody get some ice for that burn! Whoop!
Come, Apolline. We're done here.
Ils sont peasants. Je ne sais quoi. Woof woof.
Friendly.
Hey, mademoiselle! Don't look now, but somebody shaved your high knee!
Oh, oh Poppy. You're terrible.
Later that night, inside the mansion.
Well, my little bandidos, you've had a very full day. Buenas noches.
Can't we stay up 10 more minutes, Papa?
Please, tell the story.
Okay, settle down now. I promised your mother I would put you to bed. She is the love of my life, and I would do anything to make her happy.
Gross. No more love talk.
Your mother is everything to me. I remember the first time we rubbed noses.
Ew, yuck.
Ew, grody.
Dad wants to hear about love.
What? Love is the most important thing in the world. Let me tell you a story about your great ancestors. Now listen to this. Long ago, in ancient times, inside the huge temples, there were hidden tunnels built just for chihuahuas to carry messages for their humans.
A chihuahua runs toward a woman in an Aztec dress.
The chihuahuas were trusted to carry the most precious secrets to their kingdoms. Sometimes they were messages of love.
The woman pulls a note from the chihuahua's carrier.
The chihuahuas faced great danger to deliver these messages and did so proudly.
The woman looks down from high above in the temple toward a man carving stone below.
They knew true love is worth any risk. Now, my little chihuahua warriors, love fearlessly and help others share their hearts as well. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Papa.
Talking about, I've waited forever for this.
Chloe wears a pink bathing cap as she sits in a bubble bath.
Mi amor, you can soak as long as you want. The children are asleep, like angels.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, yes. Just go ahead and relax all night. Papi has done the deed.
You want me to look at them sleeping, don't you?
Yes, very much.
Oh, what is going on in here?
The room is a mess. The puppies tear up couch cushions, sending feathers into the air.
Where'd Diggy
making tunnels to carry our messages of love.
Yep, we sure are.
It's so romantic.
I wonder where the kids could get an idea like that, Poppy.
I have no idea. Right, kids?
We got them from your story, silly.
Yeah, Dad told us all about it.
Thanks, rats. I mean, kids.
Poppy, I sent you up here to put them to bed, not to rile them up.
But I didn't want to ruin their fun. Besides, they're just puppies. They don't know any better.
So it's up to us to teach them. You can't be afraid to discipline them.
Afraid? I'm not afraid. I just don't like that part.
Okay, I want everyone in bed this minute.
Okay. I'm digging fast. Try and beat me.
Don't make me put you back in that sailor outfit, Poppy Jr.
Look at the time. Good night.
Come on. Everyone off to bed. Let's go.
Sorry, Mama.
Oh, this dad business is harder than I thought. I should have read the manual.
The next morning, Sam sleeps peacefully until a puppy climbs up onto him and licks his face.
Okay, I'm up. Well, you guys are excited about me and my side of the family today, but at least let me get dressed first.
Later, Sam drives his old truck across a bridge and into a different part of town. A large mosaic image of a mariachi stands in a shopping center. Two older men play a board game in an alley, and children swing at a piñata on the sidewalk.
So, what do you guys think of where your dad and I grew up?
Ah, so many great memories.
Oh, Poppy, it's so colorful.
Wow, Dad.
So cool. Oh, look, kids, over there, that's Dad's first fire hydrant.
Wow.
Oh, I got a bone hidden right there.
Whoa.
Hey, Junior, what's going on? It's Poppy.
Right.
Hey, baby, I'm coming home.
Si, senorita.
Ice cream. Can we get some ice cream, Dad?
Now, kids.
All in good time, kids. First, you must meet my family.
Sam pulls up to a pink stucco house. Sam's mom, Mrs. Cortez, waters plants outside.
Hey, guys. Here.
Ah, home sweet home. Come on, kids. Vámonos.
Yay, hey, Ma.
Poppy leads the family inside.
Poppy's home.
Hey, Dad. Don't meet your grand puppies.
Mina?
Hey!
Mr. Cortez plays guitar on the couch. Mrs. Cortez and Sam let the puppies down. Sam hugs his dad.
Thanks, class.
Hey.
Pedro! Come here, boy! Come!
A large black and white dog enters.
Meet your nieces and nephew, eh?
Hi there!
It's a chupacabra!
Help! Help us!
We are alive!
It's Don Godzilla!
Run!
Huh?
Bro, you gotta work on that smile.
That was a smile?
Chloe, kids, I'd like you to meet mi hermano, Pedro.
Give me some palm.
Up high.
What? Huh?
Hi, everyone.
Oh, Pedro, it's so good to finally meet you.
Chloe, you are even lovelier than I imagined. I'm sorry I was not here to greet you. I saw a butterfly in the yard whose wing was caught in a blade of grass, and I had to have blown it to set it free.
How can you and Dad be brothers? You don't look anything alike.
They're not real brothers, silly. They grew up on the streets together.
That doesn't make our brotherhood any less real, kids. Family is about who you love, not just who you're born to.
Well said, mi hermano.
Dad, what are these?
Sam looks through a stack of mail.
What are all these bills?
We should tell him, Fernando.
Tell me what?
You kids go in the backyard and play. It's time for the adults to talk.
Pa,
do we have to?
Now, off you go.
Oh, man.
No fear.
Yeah, what's the big secret anyway?
Yeah!
Why don't the adults go outside? Not us!
Wait for me!
I haven't been able to make the mortgage payments, Nico.
An eviction letter? Dad, why didn't you tell me?
I thought I could catch up with the payments.
The men came from the bank.
What are they saying, Poppy Junior?
I can't see. Wait, I got an idea.
What about all the money from the landscaping jobs?
Ever since I threw my back out, I haven't been able to work. We've lost a lot of jobs with the company down to just you, Rico.
There's got to be somebody we can ask to borrow the money from.
Hold still!
The puppies stand on each other's backs.
Hey, you! Your paws smell!
Can you hurry, Poppy Junior? I have to tinkle.
Don't even think about it, Allie.
Guys, shh. I'm trying to listen.
What about Viv?
No. No. We will not burden anyone with our problems. This is a family affair.
Oh, I can't hold you guys much longer.
Whoa. Oh, no! We're going down!
What did you find out, Poppy Junior?
Not much, but I did find out where Pedro likes to poop. P.U.
The Corteses have always pulled themselves up.
What if we can't?
We will lose the house.
What?
Well, your mother and I will have to go live with my sister and her family in Arizona.
It's so far. I'll never see you guys. And they live in that tiny little apartment. I mean, what about Pedro?
Oh, my heart is breaking.
It's only until we can save some money.
We'll go to the bank first thing in the morning. It's gonna be okay.
Good.
They can't lose this place.
This was my first home. Before this house, we were on the streets.
Cut to Pedro digging through trash.
Find anything in there, puppy?
Just this stylish hat.
He wears a banana peel.
Hey, Pedro, I'm hungry.
Hey, you mutts, get out of here!
It's him again! Run!
They lie in a box as rain falls.
Yep. Life on the streets was no picnic. But then one day, all that changed. When Sam and his parents adopted us. Suddenly, we had a family.
Oh, Poppy, I know how much this home means to you.
To all of us.
They gave us a home. Now, we gotta do everything we can to help them keep it.
Later at South Coast Bank, Cat figurines sit on the bank manager's desk.
Oh, yes, Cortez.
Gentlemen, I'd really like to help you out, but my hands are tied. You're just too far behind on your payments.
What are we gonna do?
Try begging Sam. It works when I want your burrito.
Didn't realize you brought your dog. Fun. I'm really more of a cat person myself. Huh? Hmm? Little Prince Albert.
Oh, now I know what's wrong with you.
Any cutie?
Look, sir, this is our home. Our life is there. Our memories.
Our squeaky toys.
Well, memories don't pay the bills. Now, you've received your final notice, and once that happens, the bank can only give you till the end of the month. Now, that's for you. Let's see, that means you have 3 weeks to come up with, wow, $40,000. Now, if you don't get us the money by then, the house is ours.
$40,000? Do you accept Mexican Express?
There's no way we can come up with all that money in 3 weeks.
Look, gentlemen, I am really sorry I couldn't help you out. You know what? Please, take one of these free pens for your troubles, huh? There you go. Oop, not that one. I'd have to qualify you for a loan for that. Just one each. Just one final. Okay.
The bank manager sits, then kisses a picture of his cat.
A pen. They take your house, they give you a pen.
Later, a full moon hangs high in the sky as the puppies lie in a spare bedroom at the Cortez house.
Okay, mis niños, everyone to bed.
Are you scared about losing this house, Daddy?
Well, yes, I am.
But you're not supposed to get scared.
Yeah, you're the dad.
Right. Well,
oh, you know who was always brave?
Chihuahua warriors.
Yes,
Now let me tell you a story that will make you feel better.
Yeah!
Long ago, tribes would all work together as one family, and the young would be nurtured and cared for by the entire tribe. But the whole village would be watched over by the brave and mighty Chihuahua.
A snake crawls towards the baby.
Which is lucky, because on this day, a vicious snake was looking for an easy victim. And the mighty Chihuahua swung into action, grabbing the snake with his jaws and wrestling it to the ground. And even the mightiest human warriors were impressed with this brave little dog. He was the hero to the whole village, but most of all, he was a hero to his own family.
Wow! I'm afraid of snakes.
Me too.
Not the Chihuahua warriors. They weren't afraid of anything. Right, Dad?
Of course they were afraid. Everyone has fears. The difference is, a Chihuahua warrior has the courage to face their fears.
Even of snakes?
Yes, even of snakes. Buenas noches, my brave little Chihuahua warriors. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Daddy.
Poppy trots away and down the stairs. Poppy Jr. notices a branch outside their window.
Hey, you guys see that? That vine looks like a snake.
That's a branch, silly.
The branch morphs into a snake.
No, look! It's a ferocious beast!
Yeah, let's get it!
Yeah.
Downstairs.
So, are they asleep this time?
Go ahead, check. I assure you, they are peacefully asleep. On second thought, I'll be right back.
Get it, Poppy!
Get
over here now, you evil beast!
Get the snake!
I got you right where I want you!
Kids, you need to tone it down before your mom...
Let me guess, you told them another story.
Poppy Jr. is a brave Chihuahua warrior, see?
What on earth are you doing?
The flower box shakes loose.
Get down from there!
No.
Poppy Jr. is snatched out of the air by a large dog just before he hits the ground. Poppy and Chloe run outside. A German shepherd sits Poppy Jr. down.
Delgado! Oh, I've never been so happy to see someone in my whole life.
Hello, Princesa. I believe this little one belongs to you.
Thank goodness you were here. I'm forever in your debt, Delgado.
Poppy Jr.? You go back to bed this instant and never do that again.
I was just trying to be a brave Chihuahua warrior, like in Dad's stories.
Poppy?
Well, I guess he didn't read the fine print where I said don't try this at home.
Thanks, Delgado. And nice catch.
Sam and Pedro walk out of the house.
What's going on out here?
Sam?
Delgado?
Poppy, I see you still have your human.
I don't believe it.
Don't get all mushy on me now.
How did you get here all the way from Mexico?
I better call your partner, Detective Ramirez, and find out what's up.
Delgado, how did you find us?
The scent. Chloe's the only dog I know who wears Chanel number 5.
Pedro, this is the amigo I told you about. The one that kept mi corazón safe when she was lost in Mexico.
It's a true honor to meet you.
Maybe don't flash that grill, bro.
What are you doing in Los Angeles, Delgado?
I'm here on assignment. Police business.
I know. It's a jewel heist, isn't it? Or counterfeiters. Or kidnappers.
I can see you haven't changed a bit, kid.
I bet you're tracking a cat burglar, right?
I can't tell you. But I can use your help. Will you come with me on a special assignment tomorrow?
Delgado, I would do anything for you.
Wow. All right, Detective Ramirez, we'll do.
So you met this dog in Mexico and now he found you here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I don't know why he came here. But Detective Ramirez said that they're wrapping up a big case down there and that they won't be able to pick him up for a few weeks. I said we look after him until they come. Come on, guys, let's get back to bed.
We're so glad you're here, my friend.
Glad to be here, amigo.
Come on, Delgado. I'll show you where you can stay.
You okay, bro?
Oh, I think I messed up tonight, Pedro. Poppy Jr. could have gotten very hurt. I just hope I can be the father that Chloe wants me to be.
Any mutt can have puppies. but it takes a real dog to be a father. Just follow your heart.
My heart is what keeps getting me in trouble.
The next morning.
What are we doing at the police station? What's so secret? Am I some sort of lookout?
No.
Do we need disguises?
No.
Are we here to meet our contacts?
No.
Maybe we should have code names. Mine's gonna be White Fox. Yeah. And yours should be, oh, I know, Jelly Bean.
No, Chloe, I just need you to be here, okay? Because this is a bad idea. Maybe we should go.
Look, those two dogs are coming this way.
What are you doing here?
We're here on the big case with you. Delgado, I mean, Jelly Bean and I are old partners.
Chloe, I came all the way from Mexico. I have something to tell you. It's important.
Look, we're kind of busy right now.
We're working on a bank robbery case.
Bank robbery? You can totally count on White Fox and Jelly Bean to have your back.
Not if one of them happens to be your father. He's never had our back.
Let's go. We have to go now.
Bye.
Father? Is that a code word?
No. Those are my sons.
Sons? I had no idea you had sons.
I thought with you by my side, I'd have the strength to tell them the truth. Forget it. I can't change the past now. I'm sorry I dragged you into this, Chloe.
They walk away past a sign that reads Beverly Hills Police Canine Training. Elsewhere, an aerial view as a river cuts through thick jungle. A guide with a machete leads Rachel.
Oh, Sam, there must be something we can do. I'm gonna ask Aunt Viv.
No. My father's very proud. Borrowing money's something he just can't do.
I'm gonna come home.
No, it's okay.
I think I found it. I think this is it.
Rachel, you and Aunt Viv are doing important research down there. We'll figure something out.
I love you, Sam. I'm here for you if you need me.
You know, I should go. I'm not making very good company right now. So talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Rachel hangs up her satellite phone. Sam's mother brings him a jacket.
Was that Rachel on the phone?
Yep.
So when am I going to start planning the wedding? I've already picked out my dress.
Ma, come on. I love Rachel. You know, I think she's great.
So?
I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried I won't be able to give her the life she deserves.
You just don't get it, do you? You both love each other, and that's what's important. The rest will work itself out.
Oh, man, Poppy. What am I gonna do? I'm scared I won't be enough.
Be enough. I feel you, man. I feel you.
Poppy rests his head on Sam's leg. The next morning, Poppy and Chloe sleep on the couch at the Cortez home.
Were you expecting anyone?
No.
Oh, I hope it's pizza.
For breakfast?
What? Anytime is pizza time.
Through the peephole, we see the bank manager.
Hello? Hello?
Good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we wake you up? You know what? Good for you. To be in this much debt and still be able to sleep like a baby, that's a gift. And Mr. Krupp, we met the other day at the bank.
How could I forget? You gave me a pen.
Yes, I did. And now I'm giving you a notice. I'm here to inspect the house, since the bank will be selling it once you're out. Let's move, people. Can we get some coffee? That'd be great.
Mr. Krupp and his team push past Sam.
More dogs. Lovely. Morning!
Samuel, what's going on?
You can't just come in here like this.
Nothing we can do. They have the right.
Come on, everyone. They're not taking this house so easily.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Outside, an inspector climbs up a ladder on the side of the house. Pedro and Delgado wait in the window.
Hi there. Can't we all just get along?
He smiles, baring his teeth.
Adios.
The ladder falls backward.
Ooh, the thing that table is that a break his fall.
Inside, a puppy chews a tape measure.
Oh, no, 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 no. Come on, that's not yours. Give it to me. Put it down. Come on. Let go.
You let go. Bad lady. Very bad lady.
Give it to me.
Careful what you wish for.
He lets go, sending the tape measure speeding back toward the inspector and smacking her in the face.
Good one.
Mr. Krupp slides papers in front of the Cortezes.
Okay. Now, I need you to sign some documents. I need you to sign here, here, and... Yeah, you know, I probably wouldn't use... These almost never work. So why don't we use mine? He's not really a dog person. Could you just step off the papers? They're kind of important.
Put the pen down.
Close up on Poppy as he stares down Mr. Krupp. Mr. Krupp watches as Poppy lifts his hind leg.
You wouldn't dare. Just try me, Catman. Oh. Woo! I feel better now.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Hey!
Chloe steals his pen.
Bad dog! Bad dog! Come back here! Where are you going? Drop it! Leave it! Bad dog!
He slips on a dog bone. Chloe walks up and drops his pen.
Looking for this?
Later, Mr. Krupp walks back inside.
This is a madhouse. I am officially evicting you from this property.
What? We have 3 weeks.
You can't do this to us.
Oh, yes, I can. Your dogs have ruined this house, and this house is about to belong to the bank. You know, I could have the sheriff here. Would you like that? I want you out of here by tonight before your little rats can do any more damage.
He leaves, then comes back and snatches the pen he gave them.
I'll take this back. Thank you very much.
What do we do now? Sleep in the streets?
Later, at the mansion.
Don't worry. You guys are going to be comfortable here.
Mr. and Mrs. Cortez marvel at the grand entrance as all the dogs run in after them.
How many people live here?
One.
Must be a giant.
Aunt Viv said you could stay as long as you need.
A maid brings a plate of food as Sam and his parents sit at the table. All the dogs are lined up on the floor nearby, eating out of silver dishes.
Oh, I'm too depressed to eat.
Sam watches as Mrs. Cortez sadly picks at her food.
This is some place, huh, Ma? Even the doghouse is bigger than our place.
Excuse me.
We're just trying to cheer her up.
I know. I'll go talk to her.
As Mr. Cortez walks away, Sam opens the newspaper. Chloe notices a picture of Apolline on the front page.
Beverly Hills Dog Show?
Chloe walks closer for a better look.
$50,000 prize? That's it! We should enter the dog show! Poppy, look!
My love, you're a genius! If we win, the money would save the house!
Oh, you think you could win the dog show? Impossible! It is always moi! Do not make me laugh! Chihuahua, more like Chihaha.
That's it. You're going down, Frenchie. We're gonna do this. Let's tell Sam.
What's going into you two?
Hello. I want
want to do the dog show.
Look at you posing. Dog show. Wait a second. Oh my gosh. You guys could be in the dog show. That $50,000 prize could save the house. Good idea, Chloe.
Finally. Guys are so slow.
Later, Chloe and Poppy watch out the window as Delgado paces.
Is he nervous about the dog show?
No, it's not that.
Looks like he could use a friend. You okay, amigo?
Yeah, sure.
I know you're worried about your sons. Please tell us what happened, Delgado.
We're your friends. You can trust us.
About 3 years ago, when I was on the force in Mexico, we apprehended some really bad guys. We also got their dogs. Those dogs said they'd get their revenge by hurting my pups.
Delgado leaves a basket on a doorstep and rings the bell.
So I took my boys out of the country and brought them to Los Angeles. Thought they'd be safer away from me.
Delgado hides behind a Beverly Hills police station sign and watches as an officer opens the door and kneels down to find the German Shepherd puppies in the basket.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
The officer smiles and brings the basket inside.
Don't turn around. Don't turn around. I went into hiding and I lost contact with my sons. As time went by, I knew I had to find them again. But now they think I abandoned them for no reason.
But if you tell them what happened, they'll understand.
My sons won't listen to me. After the dog show, I'm going back to Mexico.
Poor Delgado. We gotta do something to help him.
Later, inside the puppy's room, Poppy enters to see all of them resting on their pillows, staring solemnly.
Dad?
Oh, sorry to wake you, son. Go back to sleep.
We can't sleep.
Yeah, we're too worried about our family splitting up.
I know, niños.
Tell us another story, Daddy.
Yeah, another one about the Chihuahua Warriors.
No, I really shouldn't. Remember what happened last time?
Oh, Daddy, come on, Daddy.
Yeah, Dad, please.
Okay, all right. You see, the Chihuahua Warriors, they were not just brave and passionate. They were also fiercely loyal to their fellow Chihuahuas and to their humans.
They were?
Oh, yes. In ancient times, they used to follow their humans into battle. Fighting for their kingdom was often very fierce, but they knew that even in times of great danger, they must stand by their friends and warn them of their attacking enemies, even at the risk of their own lives.
A Chihuahua in an Aztec headdress jumps into the arms of a warrior.
Chihuahua saved the king's life?
Yes. Stick by your loved ones, even in hard times. We are stronger together than we are alone.
From now on, we'll be the most loyal Chihuahuas ever. And we'll never let our family split up.
I know you won't. Sleep tight.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Daddy.
Fade to black. Fade up to time-lapse footage of a modern building. A sign above it reads Beverly Hills Dog Show. Inside, people admire artwork featuring dogs. A dachshund trots by on a leash.
Think like a winner, be a winner. Think like a winner, be a winner.
Top of the morning to you.
Likewise.
A Great Dane and miniature pincher greet each other. Another small dog is dressed in a ladybug costume, and a terrier rides his owner's suitcase. The Cortez family enters with dogs and spots a large check that reads first place winner $50,000.
That is one big check. Sam, you're going to need a bigger wallet.
Sam looks around to see dogs with the same hairstyles as their owners. One dyed pink and another with dreadlocks to match his dog's fur. Delgado shakes his head.
Is it me or is it hard to tell the dogs from their owners?
Hey, man, don't flatter yourself.
Sam approaches a registration desk. Jug McKibble looks down his nose at him.
May I help you?
I hope so. We're here to enter the dog show.
Oh.
He looks down at Pedro Delgado and Poppy.
Buenos dias.
With, these dogs? This is a very prestigious dog show. Dogs trained for years to be prepared. I am not sure you or your dogs have what it takes.
Well, I think we just might surprise you.
I doubt it. But in the meantime, you could fill out these forms.
He shoves a clipboard towards Sam. The Cortez family leaves as McKibble greets the woman behind them.
Oh, hello!
Hi!
Good to see you. Let me get your paper.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
The Cortez family walks by Apolline as she gets pictures taken. Sam smiles at her owner. She scowls back.
Right here. Ugh, do I smell garbage? Oh no, it is just a peasant dog.
Oh, we're the ones that smell, huh? Well, there's a reason poodle starts with the word poo.
Good word.
The puppies watch TV at the mansion.
And now, live from Beverly Hills, California.
Yay, it's starting!
They just have to win. I've got all my paws crossed.
This is more nerve-wracking than a trip to the vet.
Oh, will you chatty Cathy's shush?
And the 25th annual Beverly Hills Dog Show is now underway. And Polly, we have got dogs from all over the world competing in three different categories. Beauty, style, talent. Gotta see who that top dog is winning that $50,000 grand prize. I got goosebumps.
Oh, look! Here comes our panel of judges, led by the esteemed Judge McKibble.
McKibble and two others take their place at the end of the runway. Backstage, the Cortez family waits.
You guys ready to do this?
I'm in.
The Cortezes put hands in. The dogs put paws in.
Que vivan los Cortez.
Viva los Cortez!
And we are off with the first round. Beauty.
Yeah, let's see those Beverly Hills dogs strut their stuff, huh?
Apolline walks the runway, her owner in all black with a beret. McKibble smiles and blows a kiss as the crowd cheers. Several other dogs walk the runway after her. A bulldog, a Rottweiler, a terrier, a Weimaraner, and more as the audience looks on cheering. In slow motion as Mrs. Cortez walks Chloe to the end of the runway, McKibble smiles. The frame breaks into a grid of squares showing several dogs walking. McKibble waves his hand, dismissing one. The other judges smile as Poppy runs out, led by Sam.
Now that's cute.
Yeah, look at that.
Poppy makes it to the end of the runway, wagging his tail and looking back at Sam. The judges grin. Mr. and Mrs. Cortez look on hopefully backstage. Apolline's owner smirks and shakes her head. Pedro walks on the runway next, followed by Delgado.
I wouldn't put money on that one.
McKibble dismisses Delgado. Mr. and Mrs. Cortez grimace.
Oh, my.
No, Delgado's been eliminated.
Uncle Delgado looks so sad. And he's gonna lose his sons, too.
It is time for the second round, style. And only 10 contestants remain in the competition.
A bulldog wears a punk rock outfit.
Fashion.
A Rottweiler is dressed as a bumblebee.
You're gonna get stung.
A dachshund wears a hot dog costume. A small white dog is dressed as a geisha, and the dog with pink dyed fur wears an Easter bunny costume. A Great Dane is dressed as a clown. Pedro walks out dressed as a flower. Mr. Cortez carries a watering can.
I'm just so happy to be here. I just can't help but...
Wait! Don't do it, Pedro! Don't!
Pedro smiles, baring his teeth.
Smile.
Oh, disqualified.
Sam shakes his head in disbelief. Apolline comes out next in a frilly, ruffled dress.
Look at that.
Yikes! Looks like a cupcake exploded. Bravissimo.
4 miniature pinchers wear bandanas and hats, pulling a tiny stagecoach.
There's my ride.
Chloe wears an angel costume with a halo, being wheeled out on a cloud.
Ay, wow.
Mrs. Cortez pushes the cloud, wearing a halo of her own. Mr. Cortez and Sam smile.
Now, I like this one. This one I really do.
It's like a little angel.
Yes, exactly. Whoa, Chihuahua Aztec warrior. Fantastic.
Poppy wears a red feather headdress and leather necklace. Sam leads him carrying a small shield. McKibble jots down notes.
There's Dad! There's Dad!
Oh, he's bursting with pizzazz!
Wow!
Go, Dad!
Yay!
He really is a Chihuahua warrior!
Well, we are on to round three. Talents! And with only five dogs left, this competition is really heating up. Yowza! Face!
A terrier weaves in and out of its owner's legs as she walks.
Oh, baboo.
The terrier walks on its two front legs.
Oh.
Ooh, that one was faboo too. Faboo.
Oh.
I'm gonna start saying that.
McKibble dismisses the terrier. A Weimaraner jumps on a barrel and walks along, rolling it backward.
Faboo!
It jumps down and runs to its owner.
No, no.
McKibble dismisses the Weimaraner.
Snooty. Snooty puss. Got a snooty puss.
Base!
McKibble shoots a look at the commentator. Appeline dips her paw into some paint and presses it against a canvas. McKibble looks on, amazed.
Wow, she is good.
That is amazing.
Voila.
Appeline's owner turns the canvas around to reveal a picture of a trophy.
Clever!
Oh,
clever!
So impressive.
That's clever.
It's an homage.
It is an homage! Wow, that Appeline is a regular pet casso. Get it?
I got it,
pet
yes.
Pet casso.
Yes, very clever.
Chloe walks out as music notes fill the digital screen behind her. She hops onto a tiny pink piano bench, then sits up with her front paws on the keys. The Cortez family gasps.
No, 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 no. Dismissed!
What? Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Not fair.
It's a dog playing a piano.
If you can't play it right, you shouldn't play it at all.
Playing a piano with paws. Not even fingers. Boo! Not faboo.
Sorry.
Poppy walks on stage.
What is going on?
How dare you? My Chloe is the most beautiful, the most stylish, and the most talented dog in the entire world. She has a coat like the whitest of snow, and eyes that sparkle like diamonds, and a heart as big as, well, as big as... Why don't I just show you?
Poppy, what are you doing?
Appeline's owner watches as Poppy runs to a potted plant, grabs a mouthful of rose petals, and drops them at Chloe's feet. McKibble stares inquisitively as Poppy goes back to the plant and grabs another batch of rose petals. Sam furls his brow. Delgado and Pedro watch as he goes back and forth. Drops a final mouthful, then bows toward Chloe.
Mi amor. She has a heart as big as this one.
A high angle reveals he created a heart out of the rose petals all around Chloe. McKibble gasps, the Cortezes smile.
My Chloe will live in my heart forever.
Now that's talent.
Appeline and her owner sneer. McKibble and the judges deliberate. McKibble stands and smiles.
I'll tell you, Appeline has some serious competition this year. And his name is Poppy.
Poppy. I love you, Poppy.
Oh, Poppy. Te adoro.
She licks Poppy's cheek.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have chosen this year's finalists, and they are Poppy Cortez, and Apolline Bouvier.
Sam joins Poppy on stage. Apolline and her owner walk out. Apolline's owner summons McKibble over and whispers to him.
What's this?
I don't know, but Judge McKibble looks very concerned.
Mr. Cortez, you do realize the Beverly Hills Dog Show is for purebreds only. Do you have Poppy's birth paper showing his pedigree?
No, we rescued him from the street. He was a stray.
I knew it!
He might not have breeding papers or a pedigree, but you'll never meet a dog that shows more pure Chihuahua heart. And Poppy.
Fight the tears. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna cry.
I'm sorry. Rules are rules.
Ladies and gentlemen, Poppy Cortez has been disqualified for lack of breeding papers.
Mrs. Cortez places her hand on Mr. Cortez's chest.
So the winner of the 25th annual Beverly Hills Dog Show for the fourth year in a row is...
Mademoiselle Marie Apolline Bouvier!
Ah, these dogs aren't the only thing fixed about this competition.
The trophy and a large check are brought out. Apolline's owner smiles deviously at Sam.
Au revoir.
Let's go, guys.
That's it for the Beverly Hills Dog Show.
This is loco. We can't even watch.
Oh, no.
It's not fair.
I know something we can do.
Fade to black. In the jungle, Rachel photographs a parrot in a tree. She runs to answer her satellite phone.
Hello?
Rich?
Sam, how'd it go?
Not so good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now we have 2 days to pack up the house and move on.
Oh, Sam.
I'm going to Arizona for a little while to get them set up. I already contacted Viv's housekeeper about watching the dogs.
I can come too if you want.
No, that's okay. This is a family thing.
I thought we were family. You know that we would get married and have kids someday?
Rach, I can't take care of you and family when I can hardly take care of the one I already have.
Oh, I see. I should go. They need me here. Goodbye, Sam.
Bye, Rach.
Oh, Sam, love is like chasing your tail, spinning and spinning. And trust me, it hurts when you catch it.
Poppy, come quick. The puppies are gone. I can't find them anywhere.
What? Gone?
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
Maybe they're hiding somewhere.
Kids! Niños!
Where are you?
This isn't funny.
The senso, they're not in the house.
If anything happens to them, I don't know what I'll do.
Don't worry, mi amor. I will not let that happen.
Oh, where could they be?
Outside the police station.
This is scary. We've never been out by ourselves before.
Don't you want to be real Chihuahua warriors? Like the ones in Dad's stories?
Yeah.
Then we have to help Uncle Delgado. Because families stick together and Delgado is family. Now, this is where Delgado said his sons work. We'll just tell them the truth and they'll forgive him.
Attention all units. Attention all units. We have a robbery in progress at South Coast Bank. All units respond.
We got a situation, everybody. Round up the dogs and move out! Quick time, double time, let's go!
Hey, those dogs look just like Uncle Delgado. That must be them. Let's go!
The puppies follow as Antonio and Alberto jump into their canine police van.
No more smoke! Canine, what's your status? Yes, this is a canine unit. It's mobile and on the move.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
This is police property.
We're friends with your dad, and we've got something to tell you.
The officer shuts the van and they pull away. A line of police cars fly down the street. A helicopter hovers overhead. The SWAT team pours out of a van in front of the bank. The canine van pulls up alongside a police car.
Come on, boys! Come on, boys! Catch the scent!
We'll talk more about this after. Stay here. We don't want you getting hurt.
Come on, boys! Let's
go! No! We didn't tell them Uncle Delgado's leaving LA soon! Come on!
The puppies run down the ramp and out of the van. They run down the sidewalk after Antonio and Alberto. At the mansion, flyers read, "Please help, missing puppies. Sit on the table."
Uh-huh. Yes, 5 puppies.
Yeah. Well, if you see them, please give us a call.
Any news? I feel terrible. I put those stories in their heads. I mean, when will I ever learn?
Where a bank robbery is in progress.
Hey. Isn't that our bank? Turn it up.
It is our bank.
Police have informed us that the robbers are still inside. At this time, there are no hostages.
Did I just see what I think I saw?
Yes! It's them!
We will keep you updated on this breaking story as events unfold.
What the hell is going on here?
I'm going to the bank. Mom, Dad, you guys stay here in case anyone calls and gets them first.
Of course.
Please hurry, Sam.
They're my puppies. I'm going too.
Not without me. Delgado, Pedro, let's roll.
Delgado's sons. Where'd they go?
I bet they went that way. Follow me. Oh, no. What if we never find them? Oh, I mean, of course we'll find them. We're warriors.
Antonio! Alberto! Where are you?
Ah! This is scary.
An underground service hatch opens. Duffel bags fly out.
Oh, presents! Oh, boy. Is it Christmas?
Hey, look! This is what everyone's been saying we need. We can save the house with this. Everyone, get as much of it as you can.
Yeah!
Come on, guys!
My next party!
Wow, look at all this!
They all dive into a bag.
Come on, the coast is clear.
3 robbers in masks climb out of the hatch and gather the bags. One robber drops his mask as they throw the bags into a van and speed away.
What? Gone? Are you sure?
As the policeman talks on the radio, the van drives away unnoticed. Officers keep spectators back as Sam's truck pulls up to the bank.
You guys, wait here.
No way! Those are my kids you're talking about. Come on, let's go.
Mr. Krupp is interviewed by a reporter.
Yeah, I can't say anything right now, ma'am. Sorry about that.
What exactly happened?
Oh, there were at least 15 or 20 of them. They were ninja fast, and they all were very, very large, but I fought 4 or 5 of them off myself.
Whoa. This is a crime scene, sir. I need you to step back.
Right, sorry. It's just, did you happen to see 5 Chihuahua puppies around here?
Puppies?
Delgado sniffs the ground.
I got their scent. Come on.
Poppy, Chloe, and Pedro follow Delgado around back toward the service hatch.
They were just here. Search for clues.
Each dog sniffs the ground. Pedro finds the mask.
Hey! Look at this. Look what I found.
Great! A clue!
A ski mask? You think it has something to do with the kids?
Yeah, I know who can help us. Come on!
Delgado picks up the mask and leads the others inside the bank. He stops and watches Antonio and Alberto as they sniff the crime scene.
You can do this, Delgado. Go talk to them. I'll be right behind you.
Dad? What are you doing here?
Look, I know you don't want to see me right now, but I got some missing puppies. And I think this may be a clue as to where they went. Any ideas?
Smells like flour, eggs, butter.
Bread. It's bread.
Any bakeries around here?
Oh, of course! The Hoffman Bread Factory. It's right near here.
Good job, kid. Let's go get your pups.
We'll grab the humans and meet you there.
Thanks, boys. Come on, everyone. Vamanos.
Sam spots them running down the street.
Oh, no. Oh, where are they going? Where are they going?
Delgado runs down the sidewalk with the others close behind. He nearly runs into a pedestrian.
Whoa! Woo, woo, woo!
Police business, look out! Coming through!
Delgado leads them across the street.
Watch out, dog crossing!
Woo, woo!
The robber's van pulls past an employees-only gate at the Hoffman Bread Company. They push a few buttons and the industrial baking equipment springs to life. A giant mixer swirls dough. A conveyor belt delivers a load of dough into another machine that presses it flat. A giant cylindrical conveyor belt takes hundreds of flatbreads towards the ceiling.
Hey, better hurry up before the foreman shows up.
Yeah, like he'd ever notice. How many of these jobs we pulled off in the last few months?
Yeah, we just hit the on button and the machines do all the work. It's a perfect cover.
Outside, Delgado leads the others toward the bakery.
This smells like the place.
Ooh, pumpernickel.
Let's go.
Those guys in there could be real meanies. You got some kind of a plan?
Don't I always, hermano?
They run up a loading ramp into the bakery.
Help! Somebody help us! Help!
Let's see how much we got.
Whoa.
Who got the dog?
Yeah, I didn't bring the dog.
Back off, mister. You can't kidnap us and get away with it.
Whoa. Sounds like a rubber duck.
Bring it on, SA. I'm a chihuahua warrior.
Whoa. What are you going to do, bite my toe?
Wow, look how tough he thinks he is.
Pedro appears.
Wow, I'm really good.
Whoa. Nice doggy.
Away from the puppies. And in case you're wondering, this isn't a smile.
Easy.
Nice doggy. Who you calling nice?
I'm out here.
Let's go! Come on! Split up! Split up!
Uncle Pedro, you found us. I mean, not that I needed your help or anything, but they're getting away.
Don't worry. They won't get far.
A robber runs toward Delgado and Chloe, bag in hand.
Here's the signal.
Ready?
Ready.
No! I want to go home!
Delgado and Chloe each push rolling metal racks into the robber's path.
Gee, that was kind of fun.
Whoa, whoa.
Phew.
Thank goodness you're okay.
Mom?
Delgado! Looks like we still make a pretty good team, Jellybean. I mean, Delgado.
Yeah, we still got it, kid. But let's not make a habit of this rescuing thing.
We lost him.
Poppy flings dinner rolls at the other robbers.
Incoming! Left, right, left, right, left, right! No one messing with my kids! Left, right, 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 left, right.
What's going on?
Left, right, left, right, left, right.
You think that's gonna stop us?
No, but this will.
Poppy jumps and pushes a green button. A vat turns over above the robbers, dumping a mound of dough, covering them.
Now you guys are really rolling in the dough. Whoop!
Daddy.
Wow, Dad, that was awesome. Amazing!
That was awesome.
We showed them, huh?
Your mother and I were worried sick. What you kids did, leaving home without telling us, was off-leash. Way off-leash.
Sorry,
we're
Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry isn't good enough. You kids are grounded for the rest of your lives.
No way!
Poppy, their intentions were in the right place, and if it wasn't for them, the bank robbers would have gotten away.
True. So, what, 2 weeks?
Don't you think they've shown that they are good Chihuahua warriors?
Okay, you're grounded for 1 week, and no bacon-wrapped filet mignon.
Oh, no!
Come on, Dad.
Okay, okay, you can have them, but act like you don't like them.
Okay, Dad,
okay.
I promise.
Poppy, I'm so proud of you. You're really becoming the father I always knew you could be.
Thank you, mi corazón.
Later, outside, police lead the robbers out of the bakery.
You got the wrong guy.
Yeah, we're bread makers.
Yeah. I'm sure. I hope you got a good lawyer.
I hate dogs.
Delgado watches as Antonio and Alberto follow the robbers out.
Don't turn around. Don't turn around.
Come on, Delgado. Turn around.
Dad, wait.
I think we owe you an apology. Chloe and the puppies told us why you left. We didn't know that you did it to protect us. Thank you, Dad.
I'm just glad I got a chance to see you boys again. Make things right.
Come on, guys. Quite the police dog, fella.
Let's see who you belong to.
Mexican police force, huh? I wonder if they'd let us borrow you for a little while. We sure could use your nose on a couple of cases. What do you boys think? Okay, okay. Let me give him a call.
You want me to stay?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of catching up to do.
Come on, guys. It's great to have you back, Dad.
It looks like you're gonna be a Beverly Hills dog, Delgado.
Thanks for everything, Princesa. You have a beautiful family. And thanks to them, I have my family back, too.
I'm sure I'll see you around. And I can't wait for next year's dog show. What do you say, Delgado?
In your dreams, kid. Adios.
Load up. And you too.
Sam runs up past the police cars and spots the dogs.
There you guys are.
They all run towards Sam. He picks up Poppy Jr., who licks his face.
I know. I missed you, too.
Dissolved to the Cortez home. A moving truck is parked outside. A paper is taped to the door that reads, "Notice to Vacate." Inside, Mrs. Cortez packs up a photo of her family with Poppy and Pedro. Mr. Cortez packs boxes. Poppy watches as Chloe drops a dog bone into a suitcase. Pedro drops his water dish into a box marked Pedro. Outside, Sam carries a box to the truck. Mr. Krupp appears with a policeman.
Don't worry, we're leaving. I mean, you didn't have to bring the police. We're not going to cause you guys any trouble.
Can you give us 1 second of your time, please?
Hey! You know, your dogs are pretty special. They solved the case that stumped an entire task force. We've been tracking these criminals for 3 months. They got over $15 million from banks in the area.
And there's a $250,000 reward for their capture. Which is yours. It'll probably pay off the loan on your house and then some.
Hey, guys, come quick.
What's going on?
Check this out.
Is this a joke? Because I'm not laughing.
I can assure you, Mr. Cortez, this is not a joke. In fact, you can come down to the bank this week and sign the papers. Oh, and, here's your pen back. Sorry about that. You know what? Those never work. Take this one. Okay.
Holy guacamole! We did it! We saved the house!
Mrs. Cortez hugs Mr. Krupp.
Okay, we're hugging it out. Hard time breathing. That's great. Please let go. Yes.
What are we waiting for?
Let's unpack.
I'm going to stay out here.
Mr. Cortez rips the notice to vacate off the front door. Mr. Krupp sees the dogs.
Come on, guys. Let's show them some love.
No. Good dogs.
Oh, bad dogs. I'm really not a dog person. Oh, my kitty's going to be very jealous.
Mrs. Cortez unpacks the family photo and shows it to Mr. Cortez. They both smile. The puppies play nearby as Sam places a picture of he and Rachel on the mantle. Mrs. Cortez answers the door.
Come in, Rachel.
Sam walks up to find Rachel.
I called her. A mother wants to see her son happy.
Mrs. Cortez walks away. Rachel walks towards Sam. Mrs. Cortez shushes Mr. Cortez as they watch.
I'm so sorry, Rachel.
No, I'm sorry. I hated the way we left things. I want to be with you, whether we're married or not.
I want to be with you. Forever. I want to have a family with you. I want to depend on each other for the rest of our lives.
Go for it, Sam.
Sam gets down on one knee.
Rachel, will you marry me?
Rachel looks towards the Cortezes, who nod. The dogs all wag their tails.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Sam stands as they hug. The Cortezes smile as they kiss. Vivian sneaks in the door.
And I'm throwing the wedding.
Viv!
Congratulations.
It's so great.
Later in the backyard, Mr. Cortez plays an accordion as Sam and Rachel dance. Vivian dances with Poppy Jr. The other puppies swim in a plastic pool.
Okay, kids, ready to play? Marco!
Hello!
Marco!
Hello!
Marco!
Hello! You can't catch me! My mama
told me don't lose you. Mrs. Cortez brings food from the house. Sam grabs her and dances with her.
Come on, let's join in the fun.
Mi corazón, be careful of the mud. Wait here.
Poppy grabs a cloth and lays it over a puddle.
Oh, Poppy, you're so romantic.
But of course, after all, I am a chihuahua.
Don't I know it?
She licks his cheek.
Poppy likes.
A heart shape surrounds them. Fade to black. Footage of the dogs dancing and singing as credits pop on. A close-up of Poppy appears.
Every pet deserves a loving and permanent home. So if you're adopting a pet, please be sure you are ready for a lifetime commitment and please adopt responsibly. Gracias and thank you.
He winks, fade to black as credits roll.
There's my right, my left feet. There's the road, oh, I know where the ends meet. I've got the sun, I've got the sand, I've got that rock and roll band. Here I stand. I told you that when the morning comes, I'll be there, my left hand in your right one. Oh, oh, oh. This is my paradise. I'm at home, oh, 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 I've got it right. Let the sun on my shoulder shine. We climb beneath this clear piece of sky. This is my paradise. Lemonade, summer games we remember. Colder days with a haze in December. Let's get some
Audio description by Roundabout with funding by Disney, voiced by Danielle Engelman. The Walt Disney Pictures Castle logo.